Welcome to Tidal Wave, the purveyors of fine conversation and actually just a lot of bullshit. Why the fuck do we make this every week? Well, who knows? Join me, Corey Fuimaono, and Tyler Bakey as we talk shit like we usually do, but this time, for some godforsaken reason, this is an hour-long episode for all of our listeners in the U.S. of A. in Portland, Oregon. Play the yip.
Tyler.
Hey.
Hey, man. How are you? Burped. How are you, baby?
I'm actually really good.
Oh, good.
I'm on top of the world at the moment.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hey, how did you celebrate your little Valentine's Day today?
I don't know if I should really say it on the podcast.
Oh, really?
It's a bit... we marked explicit.
Oh, is it a little personal? A little personal? Yeah. A little touchy?
I wouldn't say... Yeah, well, I guess touchy is the word.
Oh, touchy.
Yeah. How about you?
Hey, well, I haven't touched myself yet to celebrate the day.
No. I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, were you...
That's disgusting.
Are you going to touch someone else?
I mean, like, no, it was emotionally touchy.
Oh.
But you just took it to a completely sexual fucked level.
That's what they say about sexual things. It's usually pretty fucked. But anyway... I guess today I celebrated Valentine's Day by not being such a mopey sad cunt, I guess.
I downloaded Tinder.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
I'm gonna get myself a wife.
Oh, yeah. Meep, meep, nice. Meep. No, I just I spent most of my day at 95 BFM where I do the news sometimes.
Yeah.
No, and I just hung out with people there because I didn't go to work. I didn't go to work today. It was great having a day in
lieu. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nice, man. But, so you spent your Valentine's Day reading the news and views of
the news and the views. Yeah.
The news and views for the public access radio. How many listeners did you have? Oh, you don't know because it's radio. It's not like a two-way thing, is it? It's like from the 1950s or whatever.
It's like, top tip. Families used to have those listener diaries. Did you ever get those?
A listener diary? No.
Yeah. So
what's this?
So back in the heyday, this is before the days of the internet that we have now, and Google's
what?
Very specific Google analytic technology.
beep, 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 boop.
Somebody would come to your house one day from, I don't know, like somewhere like Nielsen or some other company that would specialize in, you know, audience statistics and shit like that. And they would come to your house with like fucking books and pens for days. And they'd come to you and say, "Oh, hello. Do you listen to the radio and watch TV?" And then you, all you had to do was like say yes or no, and then they'd be like, "Oh, well, I'm here on behalf of Radio
the Jehovah's Witnesses."
Yeah, because they have a TV network. I'm
that's
here.
Like that's their cover up. They come into your house and then they're like. So that TV thing, yeah, let's talk about Jesus. Ah, fuck. Again. Last time it was the power meter guy. Oh, shit. So you're telling me that they'll literally write down.
Yes.
They'll basically manually survey everyone to see if they watched and listened to radio.
Yeah. So everybody in the household who was over the age of 8, right, they would get a book, and from day to day, week to week, for about a month, they would like note down the times that they listened to the radio. They would note down the frequency that they were on, and maybe write a few comments about the content itself, like whether or not they enjoyed the music or they
that
hated
is,
the program.
Yeah, that is absolutely insane.
Yeah, no,
you could. I guess like consumers weren't as, you know, smart as they, you know, as they are today.
Well, so I was like, no, that's based on a predicated notion that they are smart, and I reckon they're still pretty dumb. But
I guess what I'm saying is that's a very neoliberal approach to, you know, it's one thing to knock on someone's door and be like, "Hey, how many times have you listened to the radio in the past month, and did you like it or not?"
Yeah,
it's another thing to hand them like a logbook to monitor their listening habits and have them do it voluntary.
Yeah. Like, and for free, that's for nothing. Like, yeah, you would not get paid shit.
Exactly. Like, people today would literally tell you to just go and suck a fat one, eh?
Yeah.
Like, you can never do that today. But back then, oh, mate, the radio wanted my thoughts.
Yeah.
What?
But then again, I mean, like, I reckon today it might still work. Maybe if the person giving over the logbooks, like going up to the person's door, was a mad crazy cunt, you know?
Hey, Barbara, I got a free pen. Oh my God. Not another Jehovah's Witness pen.
Not even like that. It'd be like, bitch, open up the door. I want your information.
Does it come with a free pen?
Yes. Now open up the door.
Okay, sir, sure, come on in. I'm already Jewish, but
what the fuck has that got to do with anything?
Look. What? Aren't Jehovah's Witness people, like, primarily Jewish?
No. What?
I thought they are.
No, what the fuck are you talking about, you crazy cunt? You little fuck.
It's not like I held that fact close to my heart and I used it to discriminate against people.
What did they teach you in that little fucking Catholic Wrongali college?
Yeah. All right. I went to a Roman Catholic high school. It makes sense now. All the Jews and the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Like, I can just imagine one of your teachers in your, like, religious studies class opens up a little mind map that he made, like, 30 years ago, right? And he goes, okay, kids, so these are the Jews, okay? And as you can see, I've put them in a Venn diagram, and they are exactly Jehovah's, okay? They are right here, okay?
Miss, why is there a weird windmill, and why is it in German? Oh, God.
No, you're not seeing anything.
Oh, shit.
Yikes.
No, I genuinely, my mistake. I just thought it was, I guess I was just relating, like, the Jewish origin of Jesus and that kind of thing to Jehovah's Witnesses. But
right,
I guess it is 2020.
It is 2020.
It is 2020. So, yeah.
Right. So, because I know that I'm here late. All right. We were supposed to do this
just for the audience. We were supposed to start roughly 2 hours ago.
Yeah, well, roughly. I mean, it is an hour and fifty minutes.
Now he's going to get all. Oh well, it's actually 1 hour and 40 minutes, just to make himself look better. So.
Well, I'm not trying to make myself look better. I'm just being exact with how much of a cunt I am. So.
We
were supposed to start at 6, and it's 7:50. And mate, you must be asking yourself, Corey, why are you late? Why are you late to band
actually
practice?
I'm not, because you told me why you were late.
Oh.
But in the interest of having content for the next 20 or so minutes.
Sure.
Corey.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you late?
Let's play the clip that I sent you on Facebook Messenger, because fuck you. Go to the clip. Hey mate, just trying to get the train. And this will be I reckon my part for tonight's show. These fucking trains suck. They really do. I'll tell you later. All right.
Stop the clip. Stop. 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 Stop.
Stop.
Stop the clip.
Hey, it stopped, and we're back. So, yeah, Tyler. So the reason why I'm late is because of the fucking trains.
Yeah, mate, we just listened to the clip, okay?
I didn't explain. I'm very
you
sure
don't
I didn't.
You need to mansplain it to us.
It's because I didn't share you the photo, okay? I've got...
Oh!
I got photographic evidence.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sure the train looks like it is going slow in a photo.
No, but it's not going slow. That's not it, Tyler. That's not it. It's not the fact that it was going choo-choo slow fuck. You know, it's...
There's a different reason.
Oh, there's
shit.
A different reason. And I'm trying to... I'm trying to fucking get it for you without wasting too much time.
No, it's fine. I can fill in. Hey, so you know... and you have to put infomercial
yeah,
music
yeah, sure,
lines.
Sure, yeah.
Rectal prolapse. What a problem. Don't you hate it when you can't run around in a field with your grandchild, or you can't fly a kite in a park with your grandchild, or you can't stand up in your room without shitting your guts?
Without having your guts all flopping out of your asshole?
Exactly. Well, I'm here to tell you about a great new solution. Radio notebooks. When you hear about it, you'll just clench so hard. You'll scoop it right back up. Remember, rectal prolapse or radio books? You decide what one you want to keep. I think I'll keep the rectal prolapse. Shut the fuck up, Jimmy.
Hey, thank you so much. I didn't know we had sponsors for this show.
Wow, who was that? The thing is, because... Obviously, we do the sponsor spots.
We edit
them afterwards because they're like sent to us pre-recorded from the actual company.
Yeah.
What company was that from?
Hey, this is from this is from Johnson & Johnson. You might know them as the friendly company that brings you multiple
global conglomerate
conglomerate products like Dove, I think
Nestle probably.
Milo.
Who doesn't bring you Nestle? That's the real question.
Weet-Bix. I think they do the Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix. I think they do Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix. So, Tyler, if you go to Facebook Messenger, can you just describe to me the image that you see?
Yeah, sure.
just describe it to the whānau listening to this podcast.
China. Bing, 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 bong, bong. China. That's what I see in this photo.
All right, so in this photo, it's one of the three cars of the train with the door open. And honestly, it looks like a... It looks like a fucking steamy sauna in there. Everyone's just touching each other. They're trying to, like, stay away from the doors. It's filled. It's absolutely filled to the brim of people. All of the seats are occupied. Like, people are standing up everywhere. I didn't want to get touched. Are you joking me? It's fucking Valentine's Day, you little shit. I don't want to get touched on that day. Yuck. Fucking disgusting, mate.
So you actually took a photo of this instead of getting on?
Yes, I took a photo of it instead of getting on the train.
I'm literally witnessing the moment that you made the decision to be late for this podcast.
I was already late anyway, to be fair. And so I thought if I was going to get here comfortably late, then I would do so in a way that I felt comfortable and not touched. My butthole clenched, all right?
Yep. Prolapse in.
Prolapse in, keep it in, okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
How empty was the train on the next trip?
It was so empty, I got a seat. Not just one seat, but two.
This was like rush hour train.
This is like the last rush hour train. Yeah.
Fascinating. That's amazing. You see, my solution to this would be like, just like take a book. I've got a Kindle. Take my Kindle, sit down, just hang out and read until there's a free train. I mean, sure, public transport is shit because one, it takes longer, and two, it's a worse mode of transportation than owning your own car. So why anyone would use it in this situation when they have to wait quite possibly like 10 times as long for public transport than a car.
Yes.
And it's also like rubbing people all over your body when you don't want that. You know, I don't understand why trains aren't more popular.
Tyler, are you saying that you love, you crave close intimacy with complete strangers?
I mean, I'm saying if they want people to use trains,
yes.
Looking at this picture, they clearly need some more fucking trains. Okay. Like, am I an idiot? Like, isn't it like supply and demand? Like, oh god, we're almost all sold out of the space on this train, we gotta get another one. Actually, you know what? Let's build another fucking road. That'll solve the public transport problem.
National party.
We need another bus.
National
lane.
Party 2020 election platform.
Hey boys, so we know that there's a problem. There's a problem with trains, with buses. There are people on these things. And you must be wondering to yourself, how do we solve this problem? I've got the solution for you. Roads! Roads! Time to build roads!
What we do is we remove congestion from the public transport by building more means of private transport. Thank you, Winston Peters.
Thank you, Winston.
Winnie?
Winnie!
He prints out like a nice little diagram of like, this is a road. Holds it up in Parliament. Oh god, that bloody Epsom inkjet printer, mate, it's getting a bloody lifetime working, isn't it?
How do you
is it like David Seymour has one as well?
Oh, what, an inkjet printer?
Yeah, he's like printing out propaganda. Oh shit.
Yeah, they're the only two MPs with an HP inkjet printer from 2004.
They're the only ones that work in Parliament. So we don't allow any updated technology in the Beehive.
Everyone's at like Bellamy's exactly. In the fucking restaurant just having a fucking nibble whilst Winston Peters works.
They don't make cartridges for the inkjet printers anymore. So they use the blood of interns. Oh. The ink. All right. I need a refill my inkjet.
No, Winston,
I gotta print
please.
Out another no sign. It's all I've got.
Yeah, man, he bought me a beer in Dunedin in 2014. Can confirm.
Did he actually buy you a beer?
He bought me a beer at the Lone Star in Dunedin 2014. Witnesses, I've got them. I've got the witnesses.
What the fuck is this? Can you tell me about this story? This is much more interesting than whatever the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Tell me about this time that Winston Peters bought you a beer.
Ah, let's go back to a time where I could drink and not have to go to the hospital because of a broken pancreas. Okay, this is back when... Ah, yes, I see it now. Winston, so we went to Lone Star, and for those who don't know what Lone Star is... Shut the fuck up, I'll put music in, you cunt.
Oh, okay, good.
So...
Stop the music! Stop! Go!
Lone Star is this, like, restaurant. It doesn't really have a theme to it. But you go there, and every single food item is, like, 30 to 40 bucks, alright?
The Johnny Cash Chicken Breast Stack Cash.
Yeah, man.
That's my favourite.
So, we go there, and we're like, oh, hey, let's get a bevy, cool. And I was with, like... 6 or 10 people at the time, and we were.
What's the affiliation with these people?
So these were people who I was studying with, and we did 48 hours, which is this like film competition that you do.
So this is you visiting for the finals, or well, the,
yes, for the city finals,
right?
Yes.
And
so we head over to Lone Star and we sit down, just you know, start to have a conversation and shit. And then out comes a little packet of Winnie, you know, like...
Oh my god!
And we're like, oh boy, it's Winston Peters! And then he comes up to us and he's like, oh, hello boys. Good to see you here. What are you here for? And we're like, oh, we're here for like 48 hours. Oh my God, we're such big fans of yours. Good on you, man.
And we'd never vote for you, but holy shit, it's you.
Oh my God, it's Winston Pierce.
Do you have your inkjet printer? Can I see it?
Can I have your big no sign? Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, well, it's good to see you guys. It's good to see the students here doing good things in the neighborhood. Why don't
getting fucking railed?
getting railed responsibly. Let me help you out by getting you a beer. How about that? And so,
look, you boys clearly aren't fucked enough, all right?
I need
to show you around. Get that up, yeah.
Let me
8 a.m. in the fucking morning.
V-neck,
V long neck.
Are you a real full blown Aussie, or are you a fucking cunt?
Dog cunt.
Oh god. So he gets some of the boys a beer.
Yeah.
Thanks to his parliamentary credit card, Chuck Ching.
Oh. So you literally drank on taxpayer money?
Yes. Yes, Tyler. I don't know if you earned money in the period of 2013 to 2014, but I can guarantee at least 2 cents, 2 of your hard-earned tax dollars cents, went to a beer that came in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Like, the funny thing is, like, so Winston Peters offered us around, and then he went up to the counter and he asked for a whole round of bevvies.
Yeah.
And then he opened his wallet and I saw something.
Oh, yeah? What did you say?
It wasn't just any card. It was a parliamentary card. But it wasn't any parliamentary card. It was a gold parliamentary card.
Damn, boys, he's got premium access to those tax dollars.
He's got a premium gold card. Thanks, Winston. Can't wait until I'm 75.
Yeah, free beers for everyone.
Is that the gold card age?
Sorry?
Is that the gold card age? Like, 75?
I think you might already have it by 75. I thought it was like 65 or 68.
The thing is, for our listeners over in America, in that very specific location
of Oregon.
Oregon.
We see that like 5, maybe 6 of our listeners come from there. So, hi, I guess. Hi.
A gold card.
Yeah.
Is Winston Peters' like contribution to New Zealand society. And it's literally just like, it's like an old person fan club.
It's an old person appreciation club that's funded by the people of New Zealand.
It's like a fucking student ID card, and you just get random discounts that businesses have signed up for it. Like,
hi there. Are you an old fuck? Well, have I got news for you?
You like discounts, Sharon?
Did you forget your coupon, Sharon?
Well, never fear, Winnie's here with the gold card. Holy shit. No, you can save $2 when you buy a $300 pair of bloody granny shoes. Thank you, Winston.
And if you're in Wellington, I shit you not, you get free buses, free trains everywhere in Wellington.
With a gold card?
With a super gold card, yeah.
Super gold. I guess it is a super gold card, isn't it?
Yeah, these are what they're called, super gold cards. Yeah.
Because it's part of the
superannuation. That's the one.
Yeah.
I'm sure you Americans would have superannuation. I would hope.
I'm pretty sure they just do 401k, which is basically KiwiSaver.
Oh, right. So you gotta raise that shit yourself. Well, I mean, like...
Just like us.
Yeah.
We have to raise our own money. But the thing is, currently, if I was, like, whatever the age limit is, I think it's, like, 70, or is it 65 or whatever?
I think it's 65 at the moment.
I'm eligible to get, like, a few hundred dollars for retirement, right? And it's, like, a universal basic income when you're past that age.
Yes.
The thing is... The national government, God bless them, started up an investment fund for Kiwi. So basically every Kiwi, New Zealander, who hits like age 18 or whatever, gets a KiwiSaver bank account investment fund thing, which like deals in bloody bonus bonds. So basically what we do is we work really hard.
Real hard.
And then that money goes into KiwiSaver.
Oh, I'm sweating from working so hard.
And then what we do is we save up for our whole entire life.
Yeah.
And when we reach the ripe age of 65, ready to receive our benefit, they're like, but wait, you already have so much money. We're going to cancel the superannuation benefit money.
You are not eligible, and you rich fuck.
Yeah, you've got over $500,000 in your bank account.
Not even that. It's like you've got over $20 in your bank account.
you've got over $20 in your KiwiSaver.
I'm sorry, but your access to superannuation funds is denied. No super gold card for you.
If you'd still like to speak to someone at work in Income New Zealand, please hold the line. Ah, yes, thank you, Ministry of Social Development.
Thank you for playing Dave Dobbin to me for 45 minutes.
Okay, speaking of MSD,
yeah.
This is a good one, right?
Oh, hello.
So, I'm a student.
Oh, really?
A little bit of background for people who don't know.
Yeah.
In terms of education, the government grants interest-free student loans, and there's no maximum to the amount of money,
yeah.
But there is a maximum to the amount of study years that you can do.
Yes.
And it's basically like one study year is equal to 120 like qualification credits, and you get like 30 credits from completing a paper in a semester or whatever. So we basically have to achieve 120 credits. If you do any less than, I think it's like 80% of that or something, you're technically part-time. So for my final year of film study, I studied part-time. So my first third year, which was last year, I studied part-time, and then I augmented that with some distance learning papers, just so I could bring that number up to 120 credits and get full time. And then this year, I didn't want to do that. And the only thing that I have left to complete my bachelor is 60 credits or whatever, which is only part time. So unless I pick up another subject, there's no way for me in order to achieve full time.
Right.
There's a solution for that.
Yes.
So it's also worth noting that if you don't meet full-time, you can't get a student loan. So full-time is really important. I'll take that back. If you don't meet full-time, you can't get weekly payments from your loan, and you're also not eligible for allowance. And allowance is like basically that universal basic income benefit that you don't have to pay back, but you get it. And loan living costs is when you take money out of your loan every week, a set amount, and that just goes onto your loan rate like regular. So if you're not full-time, you don't have access to either of those. There's a solution, and it's called limited full-time study. So limited full-time study is a form. It's like a three-page form. You fill out the first two pages with your information, and then you hand it over to your education provider, and they like tick a box and sign. And it basically tells StudyLink, who administers the student loan, that, hey, this student has no other options for studying full-time, so we're approving the fact that they need to be treated like a full-time student in order to actually complete their studies, because, you know, the final year, when you've only got, like, one paper to do, they'd rather see that you do it, including the government, than, like, have to fuck off because you can't afford to.
Yeah.
So I filled in that form in November. Sorry, October. I drop it into the SIT office where I'm studying in November. And I submit my application for this year in November as well. Cool. New year passes. Cool. I do all the other setup stuff in January. Cool. And finally, my contract is signed with SIT. So I'm into SIT. And then SIT sends that, their side of things, off to StudyLink to tell StudyLink, hey, this guy's enrolled, you need to give him a contract, or like they just confirm that I'm enrolled in study, and then StudyLink's like, yep, cool, you can have your student loan. Right. This is where it gets fucked.
Oh.
Yesterday morning? Actually, no. It was this morning.
Yeah.
This morning I opened up my emails. I got it overnight and I got the contract. I got my contract, but it was part-time. It was a part-time contract.
Right. So they didn't categorize you as a limited full-time.
Yes, exactly. So I'm like, what the fuck?
That's fucked.
Like, you literally go to apply to get your living costs out of your loan so you can, like, survive week to week. Yeah. And nope, not an option.
What the fuck?
My allowance was declined, even though I'm eligible for it this year because I'm not a full-time student. So I'm like, hey, what gives? Call them up. Can I please have, do you want to play StudyLink? And I can call you.
Oh, okay, sure.
Bring, her love shines over my horizon. She's a slice of heaven. Her love shines over. Boop, boop. Oh, hello.
Sorry, excuse me. That's not how it goes.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you for calling StudyLink. Unfortunately, all of our lines are currently busy, but we appreciate your patience. Please hold. Touch! Touch! Touch!
Touch! And then you put up with that for about like 30 to 40 minutes.
And then it's just another Dave Dobbin song after that.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
I can't see you now.
What happens is they finally pick up.
Oh.
Thank you for your patience and waiting for an available.
It's like, fuck off! I'm so angry! Okay, so 2 days later, right?
Still on the phone. 72 hours in.
All the Dave Dobbin songs are blurring into one. No, okay, so literally like half an hour later, yeah, after you start the call, someone finally picks up, all right?
Hello, this is Nick from StudyLink. How can I help you?
No, you need to sound like a Polynesian girl. That's more accurate to every single experience I had today.
Oh, really? Because I can't do Polynesian girl voice, dude. Like, it's honestly so hard. It is so hard to do a Polynesian girl's voice. I shit you not.
You can do that. Do that fucking Susie Kato kid. Are we not into the kitchen?
Okay, I'll do that kid. Hey, just before I do that voice, here's the clip that Tyler's referencing.
Hey, why does exercise make you tired?
Then I had to go get some food in the kitchen.
Play it!
Mate, they've already heard it. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello. This is Nick from StudyLink. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling up because today I received a student loan contract email.
Yeah.
And I just looked at it and apparently it's part-time. However, I submitted a limited full-time study form. I'm just wondering if you guys, did you get anything for that? Was that actually sent through to you or is there a problem on your end? Can you tell me what's going on exactly?
Well, okay, just to confirm who I'm talking to, is this Tyler Bicky? Tyler Bicky?
Yeah.
Oh, I should get one of those from the kitchen. okay, so, and you... Okay, well, thank you for confirming that with me, Tyler. So, I'll just look on my computer if I just take my microphone here and make some typing noises.
I'm gonna look on my computer.
Okay, Mr. Bakey, I can see. Yep, so I'm just gonna reiterate what you said before because it's coming up on my computers. Apparently, you are a part time student.
I'm not.
But,
yes,
I'm not. Yes.
So I understand that I'm part time. What I'm saying is. And like,
just a side note, like out of character,
yeah,
this is actually exactly what happened in the first phone call. They literally just said, yep, you're definitely a part-time strip. No, did you just ignore why I called you?
Yeah, no, no.
This is my life.
I've had the same experience before. Anyway, back in character.
No, I'm just, do you guys, limited full-time, so did you guys receive anything on that? Are you just able to confirm that?
Oh, so you've gone ahead and you've talked to your provider? You've gone over there and you said that you want to go with that course of action,
I've filled in all of the paperwork and do you guys actually have it or is it not on your systems?
Well, according to my computer and our high-tech Windows 95 powered PCs
running DOS
on a side note, they run fucking DOS at like every fucking MSD place.
If you're going on like the benefit for being unemployed, one, you go on the DOS system, you see the social workers, beep, 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 and then you gotta go do Jump Jam.
They do. It looks like they're going into the BIOS system. Right? With the blue screen and shit.
You know when you start up the computer, you don't have to press F12.
You don't.
Like, you can go to Windows. Like, that's a functionality that they have.
Okay, so, Tyler. So we don't have the letter. What you could do is,
Okay, no, that's fine. I can, I'll talk to my education provider and see what happened there. You have a good day, right?
Okay. Okay, but, before you go, we've got a...
Beep, beep, beep!
Fuck off!
He was about to introduce the quick survey for customer satisfaction.
Quick survey.
Hey, we have a quick survey here for, just to see what radio stations people are listening to.
Hey, yeah.
So
every Dave Dobbin song we played, what radio station do you think you were listening to? Was it the Breeze?
Were you listening to Study Link FM or MSD FM? If you forgot how the song sounds, here's a sample. Thank you for waiting.
You're back in the call waiting system.
You have to wait 30 minutes listening to Dave Dobbin to take the survey. Oh no! Not Dave! Somehow SIT hasn't sent through my limited full-time study. Right.
Yes.
A bit of change of pace. I call them up.
Welcome to Zero Phase SIT in the cargo. Blah, blah, blah. If you have an extension code, please enter it now. Otherwise,
please hold the line.
Press 1.
No.
Press 1 for the IT help desk.
Oh, well, it's new. It's different.
Press 2 for the library. Press 3 to reset your password. Otherwise, please hold the line.
Okay, cool. That's it. That's it. They pick up.
Hello, this is Margaret from SIT. How can I help?
Yeah, hey, Margaret. I'm just wondering who I can talk to about enrollment. I submitted a limited full-time study form to you guys, and apparently that hasn't been sent through to StudyLink. So you can put me through to the Screen Arts enrollment officer?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, let me just see here. Oh, that would be Margaret. Let me put you through, okay?
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome.
Hello, this is Margaret. Jesus!
I want Dave back. Okay, so...
Yeah, hi, Margaret. Hello. I submitted a limited full-time study application with my application to you guys.
Yep.
Are you just able to double-check that that was sent through to StudyLink? Because they're telling me that it wasn't sent through. So can you just check that you've sent it through?
Okay, yeah, sure. What was your name there?
My name's Tyler Bakey.
Tyler Bakey. And what's your student ID, mate?
It's...
Okay. Let me see here.
So this is the bit where you go, we have sent it.
Oh, okay,
here we go. They did send it to StudyLink.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay, so we've gotten your letter, and we've processed everything. We have sent it to StudyLink.
Yes. Right, okay, that's interesting. They said that they didn't have it at all.
Ah. Oh.
And then this is the part where you go, yeah, but this happens every single year, and they always do this.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Tyler, to be honest, this is just StudyLink. They do this every single year.
Oh, I know, they're horrible. Anyway, thank you so much, Margaret, for your help.
That's all right, mate.
I'll call them back and hopefully it'll all be sorted. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for studying at SIT Zero Fees Scheme.
No problem, Margaret.
Home of Tim's Head Pulse Accommodation Supplements.
Yeah, thank you, Margaret.
Okay,
bye. I really appreciate it.
Hey, see ya. Oh, she hung up on me. Right, so...
Please enter your StudyLink ID number.
But the thing is, now they do like a sympathy thing,
uh-huh,
where they're like, we really appreciate it if you put in your ID. Most people do, and it really helps speed up our call times. So if you can, please hang up and enter it. Otherwise, please hold. It's like, shut the fuck up. Anyway, I had it, so I put it in.
Hello, chat. Thank you for...
Oh, hello, this is Matt from StudyLink. How can
so
I help you?
You have to play a really rude asshole in this one, okay?
Oh, fuck, okay.
Like, doesn't want to put up with your shit.
Hey, I just caught up SIT. They put through a limited full-time study form. I was just told that you guys don't have it, but they guaranteed me 100%. That it was sent through. And I'm not shitting you, they literally said to me 100%.
Okay, bitch. Trying to tell me how to do my job. Alright.
Well, are you just able to check everything?
And then this is the bit where the girl said, well, we need to know where they sent it, because if I don't know, I don't know where to look.
Well, Tyler, you see, I need to know where they sent it, because I don't know.
Okay, you know, I appreciate that, but they've sent it. I don't know how they sent it because I don't work at SIT. I don't have access to all of those things, like those student records.
Well, Tyler, unfortunately, so, I don't know how they sent it either. So...
Yeah, but are you just able to check... Like, do you know what ways they could have sent it?
Well, Tyler, they could have sent it through the email. They could have sent it through the post.
She didn't say that. She just said no. She literally just... She said no, and then I argued with her for about 5 minutes because I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that you don't know what it is? And she's like, no. I'm like, can I talk to someone who does? And she's like, I can get a manager call back for you. Like, no. Like, how many ways could they send you this fucking file? Like, seriously. And she's like, well, I need to know where to look. Otherwise, I can't find it for you.
Yeah.
It's like... Okay, you fucking cunt, alright? And I mean that in the New Zealand way, not the American way, okay?
Yeah.
It's less offensive, but okay, you fucking asshole. Listen here, alright? Are you telling me there's an infinite number of ways that those fucking SIT cunts sent it to you and you could never find it in the history of... No, it wasn't. Most of the time, students send their stuff through Connect... and that's so they upload it to Connect and we receive it. I know! But they're not a student! They don't use Connect!
They are an institution!
Thank you! It's like, I was just like fucking losing my mind because she was like, yeah, well, you have to send it through Connect and it's your responsibility. It's like, you have it. It's on your system. I know it's on your system. They got an email receipt for it. Anyway. I'm like, can you just go and check? Okay, cool. Give me 3 minutes. Cool. Fucking Dave Dolan starts playing again. Ah, yes. Very soothing. She calls up. Hey, Tyler, thank you for the wait. You would not fucking believe what she starts saying. She starts lecturing me on how it's my responsibility to make sure that they get the paperwork. And I'm like, yeah. So what you're saying is you guys don't have it. And she's like, well, we just want to make sure that you know that it's your responsibility that we have it. So You know, it's something that you have to, and you have to take this seriously, because if you're just expecting us to have things, I just fucking hung up on her. I'm like, I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, I'm fucking done. I call up SIT.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Margaret, bless your soul.
Hello?
Margaret. Ah, that lovely voice. No wait times, and she actually listens to me.
Hello.
They.
What's they up? Said that they don't have anything.
What?
Exactly. I know, right, Margaret?
So what I do is I'm like, all right, so they were asking for how you sent it to them.
Right.
And then Margaret gave me the email address and the exact date.
Yeah.
And like the receipt that they got.
Yeah.
She gave me all this information so that if you were in that email that they sent it to, you'd be able to find it.
Yeah.
I call back StudyLink. Yeah. With all this information,
yeah.
And you would not fucking believe what they said.
Oh, did they have it?
No.
No. Oh, fuck.
I'm literally like, it's, hey, I know where it is. It's on this email. Some other bitch that I was talking to fucking said, like, you gotta fucking know where the file is so I can look for you. I've got it.
Yeah.
Go and look. No, she just straight up was like, she was like fucking brain dead.
Oh, really?
It's horrible. Yeah, it was horrible. It's like, these people who work there don't seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in this email, and, oh, well, students don't usually use their email to send documents. I know! It's the institution!
It's the big boys at the big table.
So I was like, every avenue that I had,
yeah,
was just snubbed. Eventually, I called Margaret back, and I'm like, Margaret, yeah, can you just forward me the email that you sent to them, and then I'll upload it, and then we'll just be fucking done. And now it's been uploaded, and now I have to wait a week to see if I'm allowed to study this year, basically.
Far out.
That's my story. That's like my Ministry of Social Development story.
Yeah.
This is real social development right here.
Hey, Kim, because here's the thing that our listeners overseas might not know. Well, actually they do. They might know this. Because I think it's a universal thing, right? You call any of these cunts, all right? And the very first thing they do before you talk to a real human person, or at least one that might be in the country where you're living in, mm-hmm, you know, they'll typically say, we record these calls for quality assurance and,
yes,
testing. So, Tyler, next time you call MSD, StudyLink, can you record the call so that we can put it up? Because I
break it down a little bit. Is that so? My question to you would be, I would love to. Is that a breach of privacy law, or am I just recording the government doing their job?
Well, I mean, they're recording you, so I think. I think if you,
I don't feel like the law is like, oh, well, you did it, so I get to do it, and it's fine.
Well, the thing is that they tell you, right? So I think.
So if I'm like, if I tell them, it's like, hey, do you mind if I just record this?
Yeah, you just say that you're recording this call for quality assurance and user training.
What if I say like, I'm recording this to review it with yeah, because it has to be like specific enough that they can consent to it, right?
Right.
Like, we can't just go like, I'm recording this for private use and then distribute it on fucking Spotify everywhere.
We can disguise their voice, right? Like, here's the thing, Tyler. Like, we never know. We never know who these cunts are. Like, they never tell, okay, us their names.
Yes, that is. I mean, they do.
Well, if they do, then they can still disguise their voice.
So you reckon we just cut it up, do like a low pitch or something on them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Or we can get an actor to voice their parts, right?
That's true. We can script it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of ways around this, actually. I like that.
So I think next time, because I think we've run out of time to the fact that this is nearly an hour episode.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for our American oregano viewers.
Oregano viewers.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time on Tidal Wave.
I don't know if you want to commit to this.
I'm going
last
full...
Last time you committed to it, next time on
Look,
Tidal
we
Wave.
We didn't upload the election episode because I made a fucking fool of myself. Now, next week... next week... Tyler Bakey comes back.
Next week, we're reviewing the 2019 election for episode actual four.
And coming up in 2024, we're going to review the 1968 election in some country.
We're going back in time. Sorry, so what are we doing next week, Corey?
So we're going to dissect a real phone call between Tyler Bakey and the Ministry of Social Development.
What if I don't need to call them again, though?
No, you're gonna call them again.
Just do it anyway for the content.
Yeah.
No, I'm not guaranteeing that.
Look. I mean, the fact is, last week you came to us.
Tyler calls MSD, then it's like all fucking bets are off. Okay, it's not happening.
Why the fuck not? This is good. This is good social awareness content.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening. Corey's going off on his little fucking serial episodic bender. This isn't scripted content, Corey.
I know this isn't scripted, but this is the beauty.
You can't predict where the wind will take us.
Well, fine then. Next week on Tidal Wave, who the fuck...
No, stop it!
No,
You're not learning your lesson!
Shut the fuck up. Next week on Tidal Wave, who the fuck knows? Apparently we don't know, so...
That's actually very accurate, thank you.
Shut the fuck up. Goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, oregano.
Tidal Wave is a production of me, Corey Foimono, and Tyler Bakey. If you live in Oregon or anywhere in the US and you want to get in touch with us for some godforsaken reason, call us on 708-622-5435. Do it.